Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are going to take a detour from where we have been and talk about Thanksgiving this morning, because it's our media Thanksgiving. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. We'd like to read it. And after that, we'll take our seats. In Exodus 15, verse 1, it said, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel the song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depth have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy." Praise the Lord. "And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as a stubble." Praise the Lord. We want to talk about thanksgiving towards the promised land. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving towards the promised land. Please take your seat. For me, the reason why this is important is the sequence of events that happened in the life of the believers or the Israelites when they left Egypt. For 430 years, at least, they had been in servitude to the Egyptians, and the Lord stepped in to deliver them from the power of Pharaoh and his system in Egypt. The first major thing they conquered visibly as a miracle was conquering the Red Sea, which was a major obstacle to they moving to the other side, where the promised land was. Praise the Lord. And so when the Red Sea was opened, they offered their thanksgiving unto God, because they reckoned that it was the Lord that had given them such a miracle, such a deliverance, not just from the Red Sea, but from the power of Pharaoh. And this was like a notable event on their way to the land that had been promised them as their final destination. If you are here, say, "I'm here." And so the issue now is, we are in the middle of the year. You are not in the promised land yet, physically. Some things have happened. Some are great. Some are not meeting your expectation. But what do you do, like the Israelite, when you have such a great deliverance from the Lord by the parting of the Red Sea? What do you do? Do you continue to wallow in your misery of not all your expectations being met, or go into murmuring because you were expecting more and you have not gotten more? Or do you thank God in anticipation of what he has promised to be your final destination for the year? I think that all of us are in situations like this, and such a message positions us to be able to have a very good spiritual attitude before the Lord, and then a good posture for the expression of our faith as we trust God for what he has said he's going to do the rest of the year. Praise the Lord. So when the Red Sea was parted, this is first hurdle has been cleared. So they are in the middle of the road. The next journey is ahead of them. And Moses took a song in verse 1 And he robed in all the children of Israel, and they sang unto the Lord. And they said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought the whole congregation to thank the Lord. Like this morning, I have tried to bring all of you together to be able to thank the Lord. And what was the posture? What was the reason? It says, because the Lord has triumphed gloriously. So thanksgiving is important because it particularly looks at what the Lord has done for us. We may praise God for who he is to us, but we particularly thank the Lord for the things he does for us. Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me? So he has triumphed gloriously. That's why Moses took a song together with the people of God. He said, for what you have done, the victory that you have won for us, we want to thank you. For all the victories that you have won through us, we want to thank you. For all the victory that you have helped us to win around us, we want to thank you. Praise the Lord. And so here he has triumphed gloriously could also refer to the many things that he has done that they have not visibly seen, because he's in glory. But of course, Moses was talking about the immediate miracle that had happened by the parting of the Red Sea. But you could see that now, if you read the whole chapter, you see that there was so much that the Lord did that they did not even recognize. What they could only talk about, what they could see, what they could observe, what they could experience. But you can imagine that in fact, in other chapters, when you go to the book of Psalms and all of that, it tells you about the whole episode of the opening of the Red Sea, where the Red Sea saw the Lord and fled. But we don't see it fully recorded in Exodus. Are you here with me at all? So the glorious triumph of the Lord is both what we can see and what we are not able to see. And we thank the Lord not just because of what he has done, but the ones that he has also done that we don't know he has done. And I dare say that the ones we don't know he has done are way, way heavier and much more than the one that we can count. Hello? Yeah. So when Moses is saying, I thank you because you have triumphed gloriously, we are also thanking him with that wisdom, that there is so much that he has done that we are not observing or we are not cognizant of. And we want to thank him in advance. We want to thank him. We want to appreciate him for all of that. Verse 2 says that, verse 1 actually says that, to that effect, when he said he has triumphed gloriously, he said the horse and the rider has he what? Thrown into the sea. So we are thanking you for defeating the horse and his rider. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. So he's just thanking the Lord for the strength. Praise the Lord. Because the Israelites were not a match to the Egyptians. And you have to see that you are not a match to this life. You are not a match to Satan. Oh, is there anybody here who is a match to Satan? You are not a match to Satan. That's why I say, the Lord has become my strength. Praise the Lord. And my song. He is become my salvation. He's the one who is saving me. The faith that I have, the salvation that I have, the continuous deliverance that I keep having. He saved me. He's saving me. And he will save me. All the three forms of salvations that I have, it is to the credit of the Lord that it is none of my doings. In fact, many a times, I'm not in the right position as I should feel I should be when it comes to my relationship with the Lord. There are so many of us here who didn't even wake up praying. And we are here. And to borrow from Bishop Ogo, some people may be here licking sperms or spitting sperms. this morning from where you came from last night, but you have still come to church and God has not killed you? Has it not become your salvation? So people woke up in the wrong places, but the way you are dressed, we can't see, but God can see, and he has still not killed you. So he has really become our salvation, and we are his work in progress. Is that not so? Yeah, his work in progress. Yeah, most of the time we talk about those who leak sperms, but we refuse to talk about the pipe that shoots it or the gun that shoots it. Some people have been shooting this thing in an illegitimate way, but we are here. He has become our salvation, and he's our song. Praise the Lord. So we thank him for that. He said, he is my God. How many of you reckon Jesus to be your God? Is Jesus your God? Is he your God? He is my God, and I'll prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. So Moses is saying that in Thanksgiving, there are things to do. There are things to do. You don't only adulate the Lord, thank him for the things. He said, I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. So there is also the preparation for Thanksgiving. There is also the building of the habitation as an expression of your thanksgiving to God. And here, basically, it was their bodies and then the tent of meetings that they built from one place to the other on the wilderness. Are you here with me at all? So when we are thanking the Lord, it's not only in words who come there, but it's also in preparation of some physical things that we do as an expression of our works of faith in expressing our thanksgiving unto the Lord. Verse 3 says that the Lord is a man of war. So the Lord is his name. So we praise his name for the battles he fights for us. We thank him for the battles he fights for us. You waking up is a major battle that God won. In Psalm 3, it says that I lie down to sleep, I wake up again, because the Lord what sustains me. I think it's in verse number 3. So, okay, verse number 5. I laid me down and slept. I awake for the Lord sustains. So, it's sustenance. Someone has kept you to be here. And for me, one of the things that really humbles me is what God does in our lives. An expression of your thanksgiving is a recognition of what God does in your life. To know that you are really humble is when you recognize that, hey, Masorio, and obi ne nyane me. Hello? It should humble you every day. Not because, oh, I'm very healthy, me to me da kama pa. Me to me di kama, me to me da kama. Yeah, me sakoma no, me yeah, juma kama. Me pe, juma me yeah, juma me bomi homebody, ninja na hey. Tell somebody, hey. If you don't have the Lord as the Lord of war for you, it's impossible for you to have the peaceful environment to operate. When Pharaoh was dealing with them, they couldn't operate. So he said, the Lord is a man of war. He's been fighting for us. Verse 4, Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. So Pharaoh's chariot are his weapons of war. Pharaoh himself was an institution. He was a powerhouse. The king of Egypt. Then God just destroyed him, destroyed all his armory, all his weaponry. God just destroyed everything. That's why he's referring to the Lord as the man of war. Because they did not have the strength to fight Pharaoh. They did not also have the power to deal with his weaponry. And it was God that removed the wheels of the chariot, if you read the whole episode, and caused them not to be able to run faster. They would have been overtaken. The Israelites would have been overtaken. But for the supernatural dealings, and please, if you know how meticulous Pharaoh was, He was not one that would allow his captains, if you see the Bible saying that, his chosen captains. Chosen captains are the best of the best in the system. They wouldn't go for a major mission like that without the best of their weaponry. Those chariots would have been the best in the system. Would have been the most serviced, the brand new ones, because, boy, they were going for a major rescue mission or recovery mission. Not only that, but because of these people, God had killed their children, killed their animals. So they were not going with bojo weapons. Are you here with me at all? They were going with the best of their best. And God grounded all of that. That simply means that the chariot did not malfunction on their own. There was a supernatural hand that did not allow the gun they took to shoot. It's supernatural hand that didn't allow the bullet to come out. Because these chariots should have overtaken the Israelites with their best horses. But God just slowed them down. Removed the shoes of the horses. Remove the wheels of the chariot. Look at God was at work. Tell someone, wherever you are, you need the recognition that God has been working. He removed the shoes of the horses and the chariots. It was God at work. Sometimes when life beats you small, you may question, where is God? But what you don't know is that he has been at work. Hello? He has been at work. Why am I not married? He has been at work. You are alive, Umpo, to be asking, why am I not married? Whatever questions you have, as legitimate as they are, God has been working. Praise the Lord. He's been working. The chosen captains, God just drowned all of them. When you see Navy officers getting drowned in the sea, it's not normal. Because they have been trained. That's the best of their training. It's not even to shoot gun. It's to swim wherever there is sea. When they see sea, they feel they are fishes. Then somewhere, somehow, God just drowned all these Navy men. Kills all of them. It has to be by supernatural hand. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. When some people who are very powerful come up at you and then God causes them to read, you have to see that it's God. When you win some battles, you shouldn't clap for yourself, say, we're near Dio. That you came from the hospital. It's like, no, my ear might be saying, me, yeah. But Nanka, how be Kwanka, wouldn't to me, Yashi? Can't you be saying, Nanka, how be Kwanka, wouldn't to me, Yashi? Why are you saying Woody and the coin? Wouldn't even go for a woman, hands on across the barrier. It's a good mind to have, but that's not the reason you are alive. It is God who has been causing things to be drowned. That's why we don't see them. He made them inactive, inconsequential to their journey. I dare say that some of them did not even look back to see the Egyptians. Because the Israelites were about 2 million people or 3 million people on the journey. So you can imagine how far the queue was, the march was. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. In Accra, I don't think there has been any gathering that we have 1 million people even gathered or 2 million people gathered. Which place will keep them? Hello? Yeah, so just imagine if you are putting it in terms of geographical spread, it will be maybe from Kaneshi to Winneba or somewhere. Human beings on the... So, you won't see the Pharaoh and his chariot. So God making them drown is simply telling you that there are some of the battles he did not allow our eyes to see. That is why you should be careful when you are beating your chest for the money you have. You be careful. Tell somebody, be careful. Verse 5. The dead have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone.
These people should not sink into the bottom as a stone. As if they don't have any skill, they don't have any power. God just incapacitated them, made them invalid. The things that want to come after us and are coming after us, the sickness that has not killed us, is God that made it sink like a stone. Even the doctors cannot explain. Hello? Yeah. I was talking to somebody yesterday. The person is over 40 years. I think 42 or so. The person just saw that he has GCSPD. Maybe some few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, is when the person recognized that he has that condition. This thing kills people all the time when they don't know they have it. He's lived over 30 something years. He's been taking medicine that he's not supposed to be taking based on that condition. And God, and he's still alive. Just to see it, you know, 40 is Nkukura Brim. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. When you are 40, you are not a young man again. You have to hurry up. Take good decisions, better decisions. Oh, Baba, running a Kukura. We are Mekokopia. Because if you when you're 40, you might be almost when you're 18. Ugusu diagro. Your man kitten kitten and we here. Eh? Bobrao. Anyway, so for such a condition, and I know some popular people who died because the medical people taking care of them did not consider those conditions as an underlying condition that they had, you know, in their system, and prescribed certain medications for them that conflicted with that kind of condition and worsened their case to kill them. So God making that stone of whatever, I don't even want to know the name, to sink like a stone. You have to thank God for it. Praise the Lord. You have to. Many of us here, health-wise, you were born with high cholesterol, high pressure. You were born with diabetes, but it has not shown, and it will not show. God has made it to what? Sink. God has made it to sink. Some of us have given birth that in real medical calculation, you shouldn't have given birth. Hello? There's one lady in the church who has a powerful child, a blessed child. Even the daughter was surprised that she had a child. That was God's hand sinking the barrenness and making the child come out. Hello? That is why you cannot look in anybody's face and say, then, because they don't have a child. Because, you know, having a child, it was not any doing of yours. Hello? It's God who sank the barrenness, which you should be the definition of. But he just gave you. So to be quarreling with somebody and then some of you cast aspersion. Yeah, when I see people quarreling, they are insulting people with what they have and what other people don't have. You know, I have this house, I have that house. I see when you die, you go with it. It ought not to be. What do you have that has not been given to you by the Lord? Whatever you have should humble you and should make you point to God in your thanksgiving that. Praise the Lord. Because Paul said, people who are better than us have not been called into this honor. Are you the wisest? Are you the most intelligent? Nipana no do first were class name to me and Konini. Ushem fim fin ho baby and our back bench. Don't you think at this point you should clap for the Lord? God has tried. One day, a young man came here on a Saturday morning to come and visit me.
And then when you got to the compound, I think LP James saw the guy. And then he asked the guy, hey, nah, yeah, then what? That's who, maybe you show my brother. That's what brother you want to say, pastor. And the LP James said, boy, you are lying. Which pastor? I said, oh, Pastor Francis, prof. They call me prof. It's my brother. He said, it's not your brother, you are lying. So eventually, the matter got to me. I said, oh, yeah, it's my brother. He's after Alfred. LP Alfred. They were classmates. That my brother is sharp. It's the head works. It's intelligent. How he had been struggling at that level with all that intelligence. I think when they were in the class, they were competing, the two of them. And LP James is gone. I give that one to the fact that he has been in the Lord, being diligent in the. My brother cannot see his daylight. Are you here with me? Now, when you have somebody like that, that you were fighting over position with in class, first, second, both of them fighting like that, and then you see him at that level, you should be thanking God. Because it tells you that your intelligence has not brought you this far. Because if today, if they rewind time for us to go to the classroom, you see that you are not the best. So see yourself at a certain level of intelligence, things working for you. It's not because you are special. It's just because, see, many people who are at your level have been left behind. This is the real definition of few are chosen. Many intelligent people are called. A few are chosen to flourish in life. And I dare say that the stone that the builders rejected and so Yankupoama Omonso and Munyambiaba Omonso and backbenchers the Omuya Dambe enemy in life. But God has not looked at book to promote people. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Charlie, when I see some men married, how can this man be married? How can this woman be married? You are too crooked to be married. Too bad, rugged to be married. Nothing marriage about you. Hey, sometimes when I deal with some marriage issues, some of the partners, when they part ways, I call one back and I say, you are not a marriage material. Oh, you are not a wife, you are a knife. You are a dagger. You are a knife. You are never a wife material. But who am I? God still chose this knife as a wife. When I see fine girls in church, and all these people were here, and the brother still chose the knife. And a man who said, Charlie, the race is not to the swift. Are you here with me at all? Charlie, when God has chosen people, he has chosen them. And that's why you that has been chosen to, you should be thanking God for selecting you, because nothing qualified you for that choice. Praise the Lord. So in the middle of the year, you are here. You have to be thanking God. Yeah. If it is not for God, you should be wearing your wig in the opposite direction. The way somebody wears a baseball cap in front and they can turn it back. Some of you, your wig, the one at the back right now, should be covering your face. But it's God. It's God. Is it not God? It's God who has brought us this far. So you can see clearly that we have to be very humble, and humility is what will bring you to the place of thanking God for wherever you are, you know, whoever you are, and it's such a blessing. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Praise the Lord. There are people who thank the Lord with their lips, or worship the Lord with their lips, and their heart is not in the matter. In this service, maybe in the next 10 minutes, I just want to bring some perspective to how we go about some of these things. In Matthew 15 verse 8, The scripture said, Jesus was saying something. And he said, now, even before we go there, let me say that, does Thanksgiving mean that you will not see trouble again? Does it mean that you will not see challenges again? This is Moses. He thanked the Lord. He thanked the Lord for opening the Red Sea. Look at verse 22 to 24. That Exodus 15, 22 to 24. When they crossed the Red Sea, they thanked the Lord. They sang, Miriam, Munyina, Betutubi. Hey. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. From where? I can't hear you. From where? And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. From one deliverance, now they entered into no water in the wilderness. And when they came to Mara, they could not drink of the waters of Mara. So, scarcity was not just the issue. Also, disappointment was there. You see, they didn't find water for 3 days. And then, that's a scarcity. Hello? Are you here with me at all? Then they search, and then they found water. Then they realized that, hey, you know, when you are finding water, your appetite for drinking will go high. You know me so? And then they go there and they realize that, they couldn't drink the waters of Mara. For they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. So they were disappointed. When Jesus got disappointed with the fig tree like this, the fig tree was in trouble. Yeah. So what did they do? And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So the fact that we are here thanking God, it does not mean that all our challenges are over. Hello? We are going to be in a life full of challenges, but we will still see the hand of God. And so here at Mara, when they were murmuring and all of that, look at the next verse, verse 25. They cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree and said that, look, this one too shall pass away. Praise the Lord. So the waters were sorted out, and then they could drink from the waters that were bitter, you know, before. What is the point? I can't hear you. Some of us will murmur and even insult God on top. There are so many people who don't go to church because they are offended at God. And the God they are offended at is still the one sustaining them. And let me tell every single person here that every single person here, God forbid, can end up in that situation. And I say, Nyami wohwa. And I say, Nyami ya real. And I say, Nyami kamehwa. Adenti norma kwaima wesi. Hey, where are you? Stop preconditioning your experiences with whether God is in existence, whether God loves you, whether whatever, blah, 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 blah. This God was there before you were born. You will be gone. He will still be there. Hello? And God's love for you is not always expressed in what you do. Because how much can you do to please God? And how much have you done for God to give you what he has given you? It cannot be enough. Tell somebody, it cannot be enough. One more time. Tell somebody, it cannot be enough. Your prayers cannot be enough. Be talking to somebody. Your offering cannot be enough. Even your holiness. Please don't say holiness. Your morality. Those of you who are very moral, your morality cannot be enough. It's not the reason why. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. Hey. So from the Red Sea miracle, now they entered into one challenge again. God said, it's part of the journey. So this journey, you have to embrace the challenges and still be thanking God on your way. Instead of murmuring, instead of complaining, instead of throwing stones at God, be thanking God. Praise the Lord. Be what? Thanking God. And now give me the Matthew. Some people thank the Lord with their lips,
but their heart is far away. You are thanking God because we are thanking Him. But you really, really don't have a meaning for thanking Him. Your heart is not there. These people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their what? Lips. But their heart is what? Far from me. And some people say, we thank God, we thank God. It has become a cliche, but they don't really honor God with their heart. It's empty words. So we can be here singing and dancing and thanking God, but it is not of value. You just have words. Your heart is not pouring to God. Thanksgiving must come from where? I can't hear you. It must come from where? Yes. Gratitude of your heart. Please, you can receive so much miracles in Luke chapter 17 and still not be thankful properly. It's a proper way to thank the Lord. Proper way. We'll get there. This is some people say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Pentema could discano. But your thanksgiving is not deep from your heart. Charlie, it's a blessing that you have a wife, even if she's troublesome. A blessing that you have a husband, even if he's troublesome sometimes at a certain level. Thank the Lord. Hello? Come on now. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing that, you know, the level of the money you have that you are not content, it's still a blessing. Because this is somebody's promised land. Where you are is somebody's promised land. So you thank the Lord. Godliness with contentment is what? Contentment comes from the heart. So some people thank the Lord with their lips, but they really don't have a meaningful thanksgiving towards the Lord. And that has to change today. Praise the Lord. All right. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. Jonah 2 9. How are we supposed to express our thanksgiving throughout the whole year? I'm not talking about an event. I'm talking about living a life of thanksgiving. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Tell somebody there's something called the voice of thanksgiving. I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. So the way to stay consistent with thanksgiving is to maintain the voice of thank you, Jesus. The voice of thanksgiving. Especially when you are in the belly of the fish, like Jonah. Now, if you don't practice thank you, Jesus, outside the belly of the fish, it will be difficult to say thank you, Jesus, inside the belly of the fish. If you don't learn to thank God for the many things he does for you, it will be difficult for you to thank him when you are in the shaking, when you are in the challenging situation. Are you here with me at all? Come on now, are you sure you are here? And this is important for your deliverance. Because you find out that in the next verse or so, when after thanking the Lord, now God now commanded the fish to vomit him. And the Lord spake unto the fish to vomit him. So thanksgiving is important. There's a revelation behind it. Hello? So when I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is the reason why Satan will never be your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say it out of your mouth. Say, thank you, Lord. Some people cannot say it. Some people, like, I grew up calling my father Uncle Eku. Uncle Eku, Uncle Kweku. I'm calling my father. That's how I call my father. Uncle Eku. Sister Ajua. That's how I call him my mother. Star Ajua. Some of you cry, cut it short, Star Ajua. Star, you are starly like that. So it's hard for some people to say thank you, Lord. Because I didn't know how to say daddy, da. I had to learn it. Hello, and all my siblings they call our father Uncle Eku. And I entered church and I saw that everybody was calling our pastor daddy, daddy. That's why I started learning, saying, daddy, that daddy, I carried it to my father. When the first time I called him, daddy, he was looking at what's up. He himself was not used to receiving daddy. in church is when you will learn how to say, thank you, Jesus. Hello? Say it and then it becomes your culture of honoring the Lord in all things. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. In all things. So he said, I will do that. Give me the verse 9. With the voice of thanksgiving. Voice of what? Come on now. Voice of what? And then he said, when you are doing that, it's easier for you to pay the vow of thanksgiving. It's easier to do what? Remember, Moses said, I will build a habitation for you. That was a vow of thanksgiving. So, those people who don't often say thank you, they don't honor what they said they would do for the Lord when the miracle happens. Because not saying the thank you will mean you will either forget or it will never be highlighted in your heart that you have a vow to honor. But when Jonah said thank you in the belly of the fish, he said, I had promised that if you bring me out, I will pay the vow of my salvation. So one way of also expressing your thanksgiving throughout the year is that you keep honoring the vow. We make a lot of vows to the Lord. Are you here? We make a lot of vows. We are in a we give me free more. We give me free more. And will give me free more. May you see? So contract way. The mambia. May you say? But you see, when you lose your thanksgiving, you forget to honor your vow. You take away the power from honoring your vow. And then it's become normal. It's like, you know, those of you wives, you get angry that your husband didn't do something right, and then he now also postured as if, let's continue, nothing has happened. You people, you will rewind the tape. No. I mean, tell you, he will now do as if nothing has happened. He won't say sorry. He will now do as nothing has happened. Let's continue. I can't continue. Matter must be sorted out. That's how a lot of us do. And it's time for Thanksgiving. Once you get a baby, you get a marriage, you get whatever, you know, do one dance. And then do as if you have forgotten the rest. A way of expressing a thanksgiving from your heart is that you honor the vow you place before the Lord. Hannah honored her vow. He told the Lord, he said, God, if you give me the child, I will bring it. Him back. And she was always thanking the Lord when the pregnancy came. Thanking when the child was born, pew, she weaned the child and brought the child to the sanctuary. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody that the way to honor the Lord with a proper thanksgiving is that after the voice of thank you, make sure that the vow you made is also on ground. Praise the Lord. Is it a good teaching right now? Is it a complete one? Yeah, the vow must be on ground. And in honoring the vow, there are some things too that we do in honoring the Lord. These are things when you do them, this is your real thanksgiving on ground. Proverbs 3:9. The thanksgiving is you are honoring the Lord for the things he has done. How do you show your thanksgiving? That God, you are my source. I thank you that you are the one helping me. You honor the Lord with your substance. So if you had made a vow, you honor him with it. Praise the Lord. And with the first fruit of the increase, one of the things that will prove that you really thank God is when you honor him with your first fruit. It's not maf. Hello? Come on now. It's not what? It's not a lip service. We can't be doing lip service. So you honor him. Jonah talked about the offering that I have to bring, I have brought. It is my thanksgiving. You honor him. You thank the Lord. When you drop your thanksgiving, you say, God, thank you. That is proper thank you. Faith is in the actions of faith. It's in the works of faith. Another thing you will use to honor God is your tithe. That's why you know that you thank God. Hello? People who don't thank God, don't honor God with tithe. And yet by force. But it's by revelation. If you see that God is your source, you'll be thanking him with a tithe. Hello? You'll be thanking him with a tithe. In Malachi chapter 1, he told me, he said that, will you bring a blind animal to the governor? And he says that, honor me if I'm your father. Where is my honor? And I'm saying that at the foundation of thanksgiving is you honoring the Lord. And one of the ways we honor the Lord as a sign of our thanksgiving to God for being our source and our help is that we bring the tithe on a monthly basis to the Lord or on an earning basis to the Lord. That is proper thanksgiving than dancing and rolling on the floor. Because anybody can roll on the floor. It doesn't cost anything. David said the real one is the one that cost you. Hello? And he said, oh, is it sacrifice? David combined sacrifice and dancing together in Samuel. Every 6 footsteps, he sacrificed something. Michael saw him. He said, are you well? You don't want to say thanksgiving goes with something. In the Old Testament, the thanksgiving was in the things you brought. Hello? Am I preaching here? Yeah. So if you say, oh, as for me, every year I really offer my thanksgiving. I'm showing you we are unpacking it. Jenebe Bianca say, oh, me dear. We have to see it in your tithe. God has to see it. Or else you are saying something else. Because it's not in lip service. It's, if you are a child, there are things you do with your father and for your father. Hello? Yeah, it's exclusive to you. Tithe. It's one of those things. Hello? Ask somebody, do you really, really pay your tithe? laugh. Thanksgiving. Hey. Praise the Lord. Tithe. It's Malachi 1, 6 and 8. Says, Achale, you guys, honor me. Oh. Yeah, honor me. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? You go. He just shows you that. Charlie, the kind of things you are bringing to thank me, you know. And your papa. Hello? Your papa. So it's dishonoring to me. He said, well, didn't your papa bring me? Luke 17, verse 17 and 18. So we can close very quickly. Luke 17, 17 and 18. How do you express your thanksgiving? Another way you express your thanksgiving throughout the whole year. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger. 10 lepers were cleansed. Only one returned. Jesus said, Were there not 10 cleansed? Only one returned. So one way of giving a thanksgiving that is acceptable to the Lord is that you must physically present yourself to thank him. Hello? In verse 14 here, let's see verse 14. Verse 14, he says that, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. So Jesus told them, go to the temple and show yourself to the priest. The testimony must happen there. Praise the Lord. Please don't take yourself away from the temple. This is the bank where God receives his thanksgiving. Aside all that you do in your home, This is the man. He said, go to the sanctuary. Go to the priest. Show yourself. Go. In fact, in other scripture, he said, go and stand before the congregation of the saints and talk of my goodness. Hello? Physically presenting yourself in thanksgiving is a great way. Don't be hiding in corners. We are dancing, cry, you won't dance. You too, God gives you plenty of testimonies, you won't share. You won't share. It's not as if sharing your testimony is a security risk. But you simply will not what? Share. They say, I'm wasting the time outside. You're wasting the time. You're wasting the time. Because your testimony saves lives. And sometimes he just uses you as an advertisement or an agent of hope to give life to someone. And then, what tenants will not even commit suicide? That's why physically they were to show themselves to the priest for certification. Say, and then to the congregation of the saints. Praise the Lord. Then if you read that Exodus 15, we go to 21. You see Miriam. Moses was not the only person who praised the Lord. Exodus 15, 21. Look at that. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness. So Miriam, please go back. Maybe go to verse 18, 19. Let's just read. So I want to show you something. Maybe 20. Okay, 20. Kindly 20, yeah. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with what? Dances. So she sang, she praised or thanked with instrument, and she danced as a way of thanking the Lord. Are you here with me at all? Tell somebody, you thank the Lord with singing, with instrument, and with dancing. Tell somebody, there's a problem if you don't sing to the Lord. There's a problem if you don't play anything for the Lord. And sometimes the instrument is just clapping your hand, using the members of your body. That's the first instrument. And then the third one is that they danced. They what? They danced. Thank the Lord. Don't be a diplomatic Christian. No. Don't be. You have to be a child when you come before a father whom you are honoring. You don't hold your honor when you are honoring someone. You give up your honor to honor a superior being. That's why you see people prostrate. You see people, are you here with me at all? Yeah. When I see human beings doing that to human beings, I don't complain. Because I let people know the people who saved them. Hello? People know the people who saved them. Some people, their biological fathers were there, and he took a stranger to train them. When your biological father was buying gold and drinking gold and chasing women, somebody was spending money to. That's why you see those people, their biological father will be there, they will see the one who raised them, they will go and prostrate before them. I shared a small video on my status. Did you see the national service girl in Nigeria? He went to the father in the bush. Through the father salute. Yeah, telling me you are my hero for training me, for using military terms. Allow me to remove my cap for you. Allow me to place it back. You are the best father in the whole world. The father has been doing that kind of menial job to raise her. Some of us, we still have some. I say, Jew, when we come, we don't book man and we don't book God. When you come to God, and you still want to hold your ground. No. That's why we sing, we dance, we clap as if we've lost our mind. When we say we are shouting for Jesus. Oh, yesterday I was very happy when England beat France. And I was happy for one thing. This World Cup has made the voice of a lot of people in occultism become so pronounced. People who read into things, people who consult spirits. It's like so many people are following them. Then Jesus has found a way to silence them like that. Yes, sir. I almost beat the English coach yesterday. I was almost spoiling the result. We fight the battles of the Lord, though. Yeah, so in coming, we are thanking God. We are dancing. We are praising God. I don't care if Argentina wins or Spain wins today. What is important to me is that a prediction has failed. So that we will not go and serve the devil. We have to thank God. So when you come, your energy is low. It is the dancing and singing that will bring you energy. Hello? Are you here at all? Yeah. When some people do surgery, let's say CS or whatever fibroid operation or whatever, they cut you, blah, blah. Don't you see that you are there in pain? They will now, after a day or two, they say, walk around. Is that not so? Are you not in pain? You are in pain, but the walking will bring you energy. It not be so. When you come and your energy is low, it is the doing of the thanksgiving that will bring you life. That will bring you energy. Praise the Lord. You don't stay bomb like you are on the bed. Say, whoa. Walk about small. Let there be blood circulation. Hello. As your thanksgiving is rising, your praises are rising, life is coming to you. Favor, anointing will be coming to you. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Tell somebody, when you come and you are bomb, it's not spirituality. Be telling somebody. And when we are dancing, we are singing, and you are not singing some, it is not a sign of anything. Is that a sign of any? This one that you are not telling somebody, it's a big problem. Tell somebody, pastor said, tell somebody that. Don't just stand there like that. Respond to God in thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Do you love Jesus? Do you love him? Can you give him a good clap offering? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If my biological father were still alive, with a lot of honor. Some of you, when I share the difficult stories with you, you think I don't have honor for my father. You are joking. I share those difficult stories with you to let you know that you have a chance with what you have. Hello? You have a chance. I have one grandma that I cherish so much. When I call her, she's trying to thank me all the time. I say, stop this thanking me. I'm the one that owes you. And I will owe you forever. On Tibrofo. Meaning a comfort. I'm the one that owes you. I mean, I'm a cow. Met ya wokawa to the time and ya mebe from. You can never owe me. She cannot even. I don't see. When I'm not happy with something, I throw it away. I know the right way to go. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Thank God. Thank the Lord. And thank the people God has brought into your life. Such a blessing. Hello. God doesn't owe you. You are the one who some people are powerful, they cannot say it. It's like God owes you, who owes who? If you really believe you owe God this morning, you are going to thank the Lord. We are going to thank him from our heart. Some 10 minutes we are going to dance. Yeah, make sure say, yeah, but then praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll give him thanks. We'll give our offering. We'll give him our vow. Some of you must do like the government, debt restructuring. The vow you gave the Lord that you have walked as if you have forgotten. I have reminded you today. You will go back for it. Today you will dance, you will clap, you will dance. Yeah. to diplomacy ni nyina to ye pia bon tempa no hey why a diplomatic hey if you are sorry hey enemy be dia grow who is me your boss but in the presence of the Lord there try and be coming down for God. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for it? Lift up your hands and say, Father, I thank you for how far you have brought me on my way to the promised land. I want to say you have triumphed gloriously. And I give you all the praise. And I give you all the thanks. I give you thanks with my voice, with my vows, with my tithe and first fruit. I give you thanks with my dancing and singing and clapping. I can't hear you say, Father, I build a habitation for you. And I thank you for all that you've done in my life. Give him thanks. Clap your hand and thank him with your mouth for 30 seconds. As you are clapping your hand, thank him with your mouth for 30 seconds. Clap your hands. Oh, come on. Do it back. Hey!
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.